Okay, so this is a special meeting of the Newton City Council for Thursday, sorry guys, help me out here, May 18th. At this time, I'm going to recognize Council Ripoff, who will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, if there's no objection, I'm not going to call on each of the committees to provide a report, but I will recognize the chair of the Finance Committee, who will, I'm assuming, look for a suspension of the rules. So at this time, I will recognize Councilor Gentile.
Thank you, Mr. President. At this time, I would ask for a suspension of the rules in order to report out an item that was discussed and voted on earlier this evening for which there is no written report.
Chair is requesting a suspension of the rules to report out an item that was taken up this evening without a formal report. All those in favor of suspension of the rules will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Please go ahead, Mr. Chair.
Mr. President, the council meeting as a committee of the whole over three nights, starting this past Monday, this past Wednesday, and this evening, has been deliberating on the FY 2018 city budget. It is docket item 359-16 parens 2. We spent several hours. First of all, the process started shortly after the mayor presented his budget, and when individual committees went through their appropriate departments, reviewed the budgets, and made recommendations to the committee of the whole. We went through all the entire committee of the whole, went through every single department in the city, and this evening a motion was made to approve docket item 359-16 parens 2 with a total dollar amount for FY18, including all enterprise funds, a general fund, I'll break it out, a general fund of 395, 313, 737, and with all of our enterprise funds and other appropriation, the final dollar amount that was approved by the council is $460,151,057. And the vote was 22 in favor, one abstention, and one member was absent. And I would move the report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Is there anyone that would like to speak on item number 359-16 parens 2? This is the budget. Councilor Cody.
Thank you, Mr. President. So, as a famous person once said, here he goes again. But so we're here at the budget voting time, and my concerns are, again, like some of the things that we haven't covered and that we don't have covered, I think we're leading up eventually to another budget override down the road here. But OPEB, pensions, school budget, I mean, just issues like that that need to be under more control and probably more wraps. I've run to zero-based budgeting. I've asked for some inputs kind of late in the process about what programs we may have cut or reduced or eliminated through zero-based budgeting, which I had a lot of experience on in the 70s, so I'm dating myself, you know, working with the government at that time, that we would actually have to justify each aspect of why we still continued to run certain programs, personnel issues, equipment, expenditures, et cetera, and we would have to come in with some eliminations and some key ticket items, and we had to modify budgets. So I haven't seen that. We're not covering our expenses. We're now stretching from year 29 into year 30, possibly, and then further. And there was discussion this time of actually going even longer, where we could put less payments in, and I think that's something that's coming down the road. So as I come up today, I'm not going to vote for the budget, and the reason why I'm not going to vote for the budget will simply be because if there's 24 of us voting for the same thing all the time and we're all in agreement, they can't possibly all be in agreement. So there's a lot of aspects of this budget that I think could use some more cutting, and we get some doctors involved and do a little slicing. But that's my main reason why I'd be voting no today, because we still don't have a handle on a lot of the expenses. We're moving the city towards another budget override, which we've had two already in the last 8 years, and I can see another one coming shortly based on what we've been projecting in this budget. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Hesmahan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, this is my 14th and last budget working with this august body. It's been a real hoot. I respect you all greatly, despite what I ordinarily say to y'all. It'll surprise you to know that Councillor Gentile and I are not best friends forever, nor are we Facebook friends. But, and that's why. But he is, he's been the finance chair for the last 6 years, and I think he's done, 8 years, I'm sorry. And he has done an outstanding job the entire period. And, you know, I don't give out compliments easily, and I have to give a compliment every year to him because he does a terrific job of running these finance meetings. He moves it along. He makes sure that we dot all the I's and cross all the T's. But, you know, outside of the occasional snap, he does it in an efficient and courteous and professional manner, and I think he deserves all our thanks and gratitude. What I do want to say, because this is my last budget, is that the budgets that we vote for always are just numbers in one sense. You know, we don't have any control over the school committee budget. The school committee does. And if we cut the budget item one place, it'll come out in some other place. But honest to goodness, when I think about the reasons that I got into this in the first place many years ago, it was to help people out. And it is still the opportunity to help folks when I hear from them by email, by phone, by cornering me in the cheese section of Star Market over the pike and asking me a question, can you do this, can you do that, is there something we can do about that? That is what we're here for. We're in public service. And I am just so proud of this body when we get together and we vote for the budget and everything else that we do. And we, for those folks who are watching at home, the tens of you who are watching this at home, we don't get paid a lot to do this. There's not a lot of glory in doing this. Certainly is not a lot of power. But it's probably one of the most important things that I think that I've done for the last 14 years. And I wouldn't trade a moment. There's a lot of moments I'd probably trade, but I'm very proud of the work I've done, and I'm very proud of the people I've served with I'm really proud of the people I've worked with for the past 14 years, including this group here, and I want you to go forward and do good work. Thanks.
Thank you, Councillor. So, who's going to follow that?
Councillor Kalis.
Better break out that guitar, buddy.
Councillor Cody, I wanted to respond to what you said because I feel like we all have an opportunity at different times to really impact the formation of the budget. The expenses, where the administration wants to spend. And we all try to go to as many meetings as we can. You know, there are more meetings that I would have liked to have gone to impact it more. But I think you should use that zero-based budgeting background that you have and apply it, I think. I think that is the best thing to do in every budget sense that we have. When I look at this budget, you know, I'm not happy about everything at all. But what I see is that we're paying down a lot of debt. We're investing in our infrastructure. We're investing in our roads, in our education. We're doing as much as we can with the dollars that we have. and we're acknowledging that we have long-term expenses and long-term liabilities and trying to put that money aside. Can we do it better? Absolutely, I think we can. I think that's up for the next administration, but you know, I'm satisfied with where we are in this budget. I think it'll be a good year, but I think that, you know, in sum, I'd like, you know, I'm asking you to take some of that expertise that you have and apply it here.
Thank you, Counselor. Is there anyone else that wants to speak on item 359-16 parens 2? Councilor Harney.
Just want to thank Councilor Hess-Mahan, and we can't let him go without a Yogi Berra quote since he's there. So we got one of his quotes. It was impossible to get a conversation going because everybody was talking too much. Like the city council. Thank you for your service, Ted.
Thanks, Ted. Thank you, Councilor Harney. Anybody else on 359-16, parens 2? Seeing none, I'm going to ask the clerk to call the roll.
Councilor Albright. Councilor Auchincloss. Councilor Baker.
Aye.
Councilor Blazer.
Aye.
Councilor Broussel Glazer.
Aye.
Councilor Ciccone. Councilor Cody.
No.
Councilor Crossley.
Aye.
Councilor Danberg.
Aye.
Councilor Fuller.
Aye.
Councilor Gentile.
Aye.
Councilor Harney.
Aye.
Councilor Hess-Mahan.
Aye.
Councilor Kalis.
Aye.
Councilor Lappin.
Aye.
Councilor Laredo.
Aye.
Councilor Leary.
Aye.
Councilor Lipoff.
Aye.
Councilor Norton. Councilor Rice.
Aye.
Councilor Sangiolo.
Aye.
Councilor Schwartz.
Aye.
Councilor Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon.
Aye.
The vote is 21 yeas, 2 nays, and 1 absent.
Okay, the budget carries. I would look to Councilor Hess-Mahan for a motion. Motion has been made to reconsider item 359-16, parens 2. All those in favor of reconsideration will say aye. Oh, no. I knew some. I said, should I remind people? We've done it for how many years now?
What is this, your first rodeo? Rookie.
Let me, I didn't finish calling the vote. Can we try this on a voice vote? All those in favor of reconsideration will say aye. All opposed? No. Okay, the item is not reconsidered. Okay. At this time, I see that we have a guest in the chamber. I would look to a motion to suspend the rules to allow our guest to address the council. All those in favor of suspension of the rules will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. I'll welcome our mayor, Seti Warren, in to say a few words about the passage of the budget.
Councilor Harney said to me, very short, very short. I will be very short. I'm just here to say thank you. It's been so great working with each one of you. I remember the first budget that we passed together. I was just chatting with Cheryl Lapp, and she came into my office, and she said, Seti, I just don't know if I can vote yes for this. I said, Cheryl, why? She said, we got no reserves. We're waiting for the settlement, and I just don't know if I can do it. I said, Cheryl, we're going to get it done, and we're going to do all this work together. And she said, yeah. Well, look where we are. It's really because of all of you, our partnership. It starts with the president and vice president of the board or city council. I really appreciate your leadership. Please give the two of these folks a round of applause. Thank you. I also want to thank the chairman of our finance committee, Councilor Gentile. It's been a real pleasure and great ride. Great ride. We're breaking up the band, Davey. You know, I got to tell you, and I've said this to all of you, because we, you know, when I work with Chairman Gentile on the budget, the leadership here, they come into my office and they make the call, and they represent your views every week, every day, and they push me and the executive staff to do things better, be accountable for every taxpayer dollar, and make sure we're meeting the needs of our constituents. And the city council has made the department heads stronger and the executive office better. And this budget process wouldn't have happened the way it did. We wouldn't have been as successful to get to where we are if it weren't for the leadership and all of you. I, in particular, on the executive staff front, want to recognize Maureen Lemieux. She has been extraordinary. She works tirelessly every day. She cares about this community. She cares about you all. Please give her a round of applause, because she's done an incredible job around the budgeting. Amazing. And just finally, the department heads who are not here tonight, Doris Lesinspector, our chief administrative officer, and Stephanie's there, but the department heads, we have such a great team of staff we've taken time to build, and they take your comments seriously. They take the residents' needs seriously. They work incredibly hard every day, as well as the staff. I know they're not in the chamber, but please give them a round of applause as well, because they do the ground level work. And so, I know, Jay, I think I'm about 3 or 4 minutes, right? So far, I'll end it here. As I said, when I stand in front of you, a number of months ago, when I presented the budget, I never would have dreamed, as a kid that grew up down the street, a kid that grew up in Newton, I never would have dreamed that I'd be standing here at this rostrum thanking the citizens of Newton, the council, for not just passing this budget, but the way we've rolled up our sleeves. We haven't agreed on everything, but we're trying to do our best, the best we can for the residents. I've never dreamed I'd be standing here, and it's a real gift. And I want to thank you all for it. I want to thank the folks that are watching out in the audience for it. This is the best, other than my two children and my wife, this is the most special experience I've ever had being mayor of this city. Thank you very much.
So, Mr. Mayor, I just wanted to say thank. Come on over here for a second. Come over here for a second. Because I'm not sure how many more opportunities we will have to have you in the chamber before the end of the term. You know, this is one of them. But it has been great working with you on your eighth. This is your eighth budget. Well crafted. We had a lot of spirited debate. A lot of good things put on the table. We want to thank you for your leadership as well. I don't speak on behalf of the council at all very often, but I did want to say thank you for everything that you've done. It's been great working with you, moving the city forward. Appreciate your leadership. Hopefully we'll have you back before the end of the term, but if we didn't have a chance, just as a body, wanted to say thanks. So thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And we will have you back.
Yes.
We will have you back. All right. If there isn't any other business before the council at this time, I'll ask for a motion from Councilor Lipoff. There is a motion to adjourn. All those in favor of adjournment will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We adjourned at 9:11 p.m.